Activists in Oaxaca, Mexico, were upset by plans to open a McDonald's on the city's historic plaza. So they've decided to fight back with food. Earlier this month, a group of concerned Oaxacans passed out hundreds of tamales stuffed with seasoned meats and native moles to passersby on the plaza to showcase the city's native cuisine. They were led by painter Francisco Toledo, who joins us on the line from Oaxaca. Welcome.
Yes, go ahead, please.
We've also brought in an interpreter, Mr. Pablo Rodriguez. Mr. Toledo, there are many McDonald's franchises throughout Mexico, including one that's outside of Oaxaca's city center. So why do you feel that this time McDonald's should be stopped?
The truth is that Oaxaca is a historical city, has a historic center, and we have to protect it. It's not only McDonald's that should be stopped. Other franchises should also be stopped.
So what did you and other demonstrators hand out?
Well, really what we did was to organize a rally. We distributed some typical food, tamales in particular, and it was really a protest and a celebration at the same time. The peculiar aspect of it was that some other people brought in some other foods, also donations of food. So we were really having a big party with great public participation, and even people from abroad took part in the rally, tourists from the USA and France, among others.
Oaxaca is renowned for its culinary excellence. What are the native dishes that give it that reputation?
Well, Oaxaca is a state that is divided in seven regions. And from those regions, we have vegetables and animals of different kinds that we use in feeding ourselves. Then we have special foods from the coast, some from the valley, some from the isthmus. We have different moles, different insects, and we also have various types of chiles.
Different insects. How do you prepare insects?
I don't know much about the cooking process, but I've heard that they clean up the chapulines, as they are called, this insect, and then they are fried with garlic and onions. We also put them into tortillas, and we eat them with guacamole, and also we eat ants, which are called chicatanas in Mexico, and we put them in tamales.
What's next in this food fight? What are the city officials going to do now?
El municipio de la ciudad de Oaxaca.
Well, City Hall has called to organize a roundtable where people will participate and discuss the importance of the historical area in our city, as well what houses should be restored, which ones should be kept or transformed, and also people can sign in accepting or rejecting the presence of McDonald's in that particular area. We have to thank McDonald's for this, because it was because of them that this whole movement was started.
Mr. Toledo, thank you very much for joining us today. Mr. Rodriguez, thank you.
Muchas gracias, señor.
Painter and Oaxaca native Francisco Toledo organized the food fight to keep McDonald's out of the historic plaza of Oaxaca in Oaxaca, Mexico.